Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. Day three of working with these phenomenal tomatoes has inspired me to come up with a really unique dish that I think you guys will like a lot. This is my tomato phyllo tart. And what's the difference between a pie and a tart? It's a couple of things. The first one is this. A pie is a pie crust. A tart can be a small pie crust, or it can be puff pastry, and in this case, it can be phyllo. What we're going to do here is I'm going to need 5 tablespoons of olive oil. Now, I put on my recipe 7 sheets, but if you're just cooking for you and your spouse, or you and your children and your spouse, you probably only need about 4, which means we probably need about 3 tablespoons of olive oil. We need 8 plum tomatoes that are going to be thinly sliced, 1/4 cup of crumbled feta, 1 teaspoon of minced fresh thyme, 1 teaspoon of minced fresh rosemary, 1/4 teaspoon of kosher salt, and 1/4 teaspoon of freshly ground black pepper. Now, this is very important to remember. When we're setting our oven, we're going to set our oven at 410 degrees. You have to make sure that all of your phyllo dough is it's got enough room to expand, because phyllo dough is going to expand. Now, phyllo dough, I love so much about it. It's like eating paper crust, if that makes any sense. It's such a unique texture. And, you know, we would use phyllo if we're going to make like a baklava. We would use phyllo to give that nice texture, but not enough of it that would make you completely stuffed or make you full. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to brush the olive oil onto my phyllo sheets. You can make your phyllo from scratch. It is not the easiest thing. I've done it a few times, and I'm going to tell you right now, the one you make from scratch probably tastes just a little bit better than the one you can get in a store. But, I mean, you don't have the headache or the mess. We're going to get that nice and cooked up. I like to leave it in there for about a good 15 to 20 minutes, depending on... We have to just keep watching it. When it starts to get that nice little golden brown, we go from 410 to 375. And then I'm going to add my tomatoes, my feta, my fresh thyme, my fresh rosemary. We're going to put our salt and our ground black pepper after it comes out. So remember that. So when it's getting nice and gold, then we'll add our ingredients on top. And it's such like a nice, unique little, I almost say it's like a fresh little margarita pizza. It's fun, and it's delicious, and everybody will love this. For many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef, for Agnet West.